Welcome back, joined now by another wonderful actor, Kevin Early, who is starring in one of my favorite shows, Guys and Dolls. What a joyous show that is.
It's an incredibly fun show.
And you play Skye Masterson, which is the Marlon Brando character.
The Marlon Brando character.
And you've done it before?
I've done it once before, down actually at El Camino College.
What makes that show so good? Why does everyone love Guys and Dolls?
Yeah, I think it's the characters. I think it's the Benny Southstreet, the Harry the Horse, the Sarah Brown, just the kind of archetypes of characters that I think a lot of people would love to be. You know, they'd love to be a Skye Masterson and really swoop in and take a girl who's a mission doll and, you know, really sweep her off her feet and take her. Or the Benny Southstreet who likes to bet and gamble. And I think it's really the archetypes of those characters that people really
love. And the songs are so great.
Oh, the songs are classic. I mean, just classic.
And I will share with our audience something I have never told before, but I played Benny the Bookmaker at camp in an earlier production, so I love that show and I love that part. But it must be fun getting out there and belting out tunes and getting the response from the audience. Would you comment on the importance of audience that our earlier guests mentioned?
What they said was clear and true. It's without the audience, you have nothing. There's an old saying of what theater actually is, and that's actors on stage with an audience. And without an audience, you're not performing. You're just in your basement kind of singing, and that's the difference.
In basketball, the New York Knicks used to have a saying, the sixth man on a five-man team was the audience, and they could take the energy, and it's true in acting.
Exactly. It's exactly the same thing. Without them, you're not doing much.
Well, you've done Most Happy Fella, Les Mis, Music Man, My Fair Lady, Titanic, and won many awards. And when did you start acting?
I started performing when I was about 5 years old. My mom had she was in theater as well, and she got the boys. I have three older brothers, and she got us together, and she put this thing together called Mama's Boys, and we sang old tunes from just the old Gershwin tunes, and I can't think of his name, Harrigan. Harrigan. George M. Cohan.
Yeah.
A lot of George M. Cohan tunes, and dressed us up in these red, white, and blue outfits, and we'd go out there.
So you knew early.
I knew early on that I wanted to do it. It wasn't until I did Oklahoma in high school, and I walked off the stage, and my grandparents actually looked at me, and they were like, they were really...
Well, something transformational occurs.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a pretty neat-looking guy and a regular person.
Yeah.
But when you get on stage... Can you explain that magic? What happens?
You just have to relax and accept the imagination of what you're going through and what journey you're going to take the audience on. And really, as long as you focus on that, you know, everything just kind of shines. You know, it's really quite an experience. I understand, you know, a lot of people have stage fright and things like that,
right.
but when you work past that, it's really quite an extraordinary thing.
Well, Musical Theater West has done such tremendous work. We're so happy to partner with them. And time and time again, they bring in killer productions. And I'm really looking forward to the Guys and Dolls production. And you have a big cast for that and everything.
Huge cast. A great cast with Tammy Tappan playing Sarah Brown and Betts Malone. I haven't worked at Musical Theater West in a full production yet. I've done a couple of their reading series. But... I've Paul Garman, who runs Music Theater West, and I have always been talking and trying to get together to do some project, and this is the first one I've done down there, so I'm really excited about working with them.
Well, actors love the Carpenter Center, where it is seen, of course, and that's on the campus, the beautiful Carpenter Center of Long Beach State University, where I teach. What are your plans for the future?
Plans for the future. I'm recording a CD right now. I want to do some standards. Call it Early Standards.
Early. Got
standards.
It.
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm working on that. I'm also going to be performing at the Ford Center with Reprise. They're doing a little one-night gala in July. I'm July 30th. I'm singing with the California Philharmonic. I've done that for the last couple of years. And on September 10th this year, we're doing Bernstein on Broadway.
Oh, great.
Which will be just some beautiful music. Yeah, that's about it for now. Oh, I'm also performing at the Hollywood Bowl doing Camelot. I'm playing one of the nights.
This summer?
This summer, yeah. I think it's August 13th or 14th.
Great.
So that'll be fun.
So you have a rich and varied career. Any desire for movies?
My wife does mostly movies and television. That's one of the reasons we're out here. She was just in Hitch. Her name is Julianne Emery. She was in Hitch, and she's got a new series coming out too. So
an actor is married to an actor. So,
and we're doing well. I mean, it's a tough thing to be married now, to.
Is there an ego thing? If someone gets a big gig, are you happy for the person, but a little jealous, or how does that work?
We keep it exciting. I mean, we're always pushing for the next level, and we're always pushing for the other person to get to the next level. We push each other.
Stretch the envelope.
Yeah, which is nice. Sometimes it's hard in a relationship.
Is she also musical comedy?
She used to do musicals. That's how we both grew up. We went to Webster University in St. Louis, and that's where we met, and college sweethearts and all. And she was doing musicals until we kind of came out here, and she really wanted to pursue it, and she's doing great, and I'm really excited for her.
Well, you mentioned Oklahoma, which, of course, was the first musical ever. I mean, Cowboys Dancing.
After Showboat. Showboat was the sort of original. But
that was back in the late 30s.
Yeah.
Which are a couple of your favorite musicals?
My favorite musicals would have to be Oklahoma, Carousel, Showboat. I really love the classics, but there are some new ones that are coming up that I like. I love Les Mis. Miss Saigon, things like that.
I love West Side Story.
West Side Story.
Carousel, you mentioned, also one of my favorites. And Guys and Dolls.
And Guys and Dolls, which is going to be a blast. I can't wait to start working on it.
Okay, July 9th through July 24th, right here in Long Beach. You don't have to go to L.A. or New York to see great musical comedy, great musical theater, great theater in ICT. So support your local wonderful arts. Thank you, Kevin. And coming up, our friend Jim McCallion, the Grand Prix. You won't want to miss that. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.